Well, and I've just spoken to Arsene Wenger, who not surprisingly is unhappy about the penalty decision award, and that's an understatement. What's your view of what happened at the end? Did you get a bit of luck?
Yes, of course, because the decision is one of those that will probably be debated by you guys for the next 3-4 days. Actually, we was a bit disappointed with the referee. We thought it was a few decisions that we should have got, and then so that come out of the blue, really. But nothing short of what we deserved. You know, we've come up against Arsenal. There's huge pressure on us. We're at the bottom of the table. All the bottom teams have won. And we've gone toe-to-toe with them. Not all the time, because it's impossible to do that with a quality team like them. But enough times and enough pressure on them and caused them problems. So when I go in that dressing room and say, you know, you need to earn your luck, that there's the answer.
And the spirit that your team showed under those circumstances at this time of year, it is about digging out results.
Absolutely, and we can't afford any game to go without putting everything on the line. We made a mistake on their goal. It might have been a 0-0 that game. James comes off the bench and turns his back and it hits him and goes in. He's going to have to learn from that. You can't do that. And he's strong enough and big enough to take that. But likewise, our reaction to their goal was to go straight up the other end and try and get something, and we did. And if it was a bit fortunate, as I say, we deserved it.
Arsene Wenger also had things to say about the schedule at this time of year. You've got, a couple of days to prepare for a vital game at West Ham. Does something need to be done about the consistency of the scheduling over the Christmas period?
Yeah, because, you know, without making massive headlines, which I don't want to, because the team deserve the headlines, I don't know if Man United or Manchester City would have got 2-day turnaround. I think there'd have been enough moans up at the Premier League to change that. So let's let them have that one. And for us, 2 days, wow. Professional sport, professional Premier League football, when West Ham gets 6 days rest.
And does it compromise the quality of what people actually see? It must be difficult for players to keep producing their best.
I think it's more safety, really. You know, no one wants to see players injured. But, you know, we will be putting players at risk at West Ham. We will be. It's and hamstrings and an injury. When I get an injury and it costs me a vital player, Premier League won't remember that. The scheduling, whoever it is, the TV and everything. I work for TV. I know what they want. So I understand it to a degree. But, hey, 2-day turnaround? Come on, that's not quite right.
One last thing. Have you seen enough since you've been here to firmly believe West Brom have got enough to stay in the Premier League?
This team's won 7 games in a whole year, calendar year. So there's no point going on like we were. I'm trying to change the psychology of the team, trying to make them with a more attacking intent. I can't say that they've got it now down, but my goodness, they're trying for me. And Solomon scoring at Stoke was a massive moment because he'd missed a few big chances for us. Jay getting the goal today was probably the bigger outcome, because I hope that gets him back to his best. His effort, him and Howe today, were magnificent, I thought. And they just need that little bit of spark in them from a goal, maybe, to bring out something a little bit special. So I hope Jay kicks on from there.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Just a couple from me, Alan. I mean, it isn't a win, but it feels like it because of the circumstances, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know, it's nice. You know, I'm standing on the line. The fans don't really know me. They haven't seen me win a game. And it would have been hugely disappointing for them all to go home to their New Year Eve celebrations on the back of a defeat, and especially with the effort that we put in, because they would be asking, well, where are we going to go from here? So I thought, when you look at this in the light of the day, and they have their first drink tonight, not their last, that they reflect on a performance that was really good against the top team. And if we can replicate that in 16 games, deal with the pressure that we were under today, bottom of the league, where all the teams winning, you know, it was tough on us. So the players were very, very brave, and they deserve a lot of plaudits, I think.
So now it is West Ham, a club you know very well, the surroundings not so much, but how are you approaching that one now?
Well, a 2-day turnaround, as we've just said, is really tough on us. I mean, really tough. We're going to have to look within the squad. We went with our strongest team today, I thought, that we could have put out. Solomon might be back for that one, which would be a boost for us. We'll see. But I think probably you have to look at one or two in terms of fresh legs. And in my midfield, I've got plenty of options there. So that might be an area I'll look at. Of course, someone has to, or a big group of that team, have got to play with 2 day rest. And it's a mental battle as much as a physical one. They just got to tell themselves they can do it. Put sports science to one side and say, come on, let's approach it in that manner. And that's what we're going to do.